课堂听 class.com。
Now listen to a professor's response to the reading.
Why do people travel to distant lands? Centuries ago, their reasons were primarily political or economic, for conquest or colonization. The idea of traveling for personal enrichment is fairly modern, only a few centuries old, and traveling just for adventure is even newer. It's interesting that the reading mentions Ernest Hemingway's big game hunts in Africa as an example of traveling for adventure. Actually, Hemingway illustrates the conquest ideal in tourism. Hemingway was an adventurer who traveled to so-called savage lands to hunt wild animals and bring back trophies. Of course, only a few people at the time could afford his style of travel, with servants to make the trip more comfortable. Yet Hemingway was very influential, and his writings were very popular. You can still see his influence in tourism today, especially in sports that involve the control and conquest of nature, like hunting and fishing. The tourists of today take trips purely for pleasure, recreation, adventure, and, of course, personal growth. More travelers seek out the most distant places as well as the most unusual cultures. We can see this in ethnic tourism, a new kind of cultural tourism that includes visits to traditional villages and people's homes to observe social customs and see native arts and crafts and watch local ceremonies and so on. Ethnic tourism helps preserve Aboriginal cultures that might otherwise be endangered by assimilation into the larger society. In fact, ethnic tourism allows us to enjoy folk dances, songs, costumes, and ceremonies that might otherwise be lost. Another growing area of tourism is environmental tourism, which is kind of related to ethnic tourism. Environmental tourism is traveling to pristine wilderness areas where few people have gone before. The goal is to observe and learn about nature. The African safaris of today, for example, are for the purpose of observing and photographing wildlife, not killing it.
Summarize the points made in the lecture and explain how they are similar to or different from points made in the reading.